Marcus, I got to tell you, man, I've been looking forward to this interview for a while. I'm so excited you're here. Welcome to the Live Your Truth Now podcast. How are you, my friend?
Mike, I'm so excited to be here, man. I'm like a kid today. I feel very playful. I think we're going to have a playful experience. I think we're going to have some big conversations going on here. This is going to be a good day.
Yes. And for all of you that are just jumping into this conversation with Marcus and myself, Marcus and I had a conversation due to some technical difficulties, but it was totally serendipitous. It was very much needed. And Marcus and I came up with this concept of what we wanted to cover today, which was about playing a bigger game. And not only just playing a bigger game, but the book, Marcus, which is out now. All right. And Marcus, I know you've been working on this thing for a while, but it's called Play a Bigger Game. And the reason why we're going to have this conversation today is because Marcus is a really staunch advocate of betting on yourself and entrusting and playing a game that is so much bigger beyond anything you can possibly imagine. And if you guys want to know what that means, this is the man to do it. So Marcus, I want to dive right in. Faith's a big thing for you.
Yes.
It is a massive, massive driver for your success in your supplement company, in your fitness industry that you've been in for a long time. And also now in this new venture where you're going around and really helping people become the truest, best version of themselves. Talk to me about how this faith that you have has been cultivated through the journey of your life in business and now being able to facilitate entrepreneurs across the world.
Wow. I'm so grateful for that question, brother. So I want to start by saying this. We could actually take multiple avenues just talking about faith. For people who are listening right now, this is not just talking about Christianity or talking about your faith in God. It's about talking about your faith in yourself, which is exactly where I know this conversation is going to keep coming back to. There's so much faith missing in this world, not just faith in something bigger than yourself, faith in yourself. People just believe so little about themselves. And then we surround ourselves with other people who believe little in themselves, and therefore they're not willing to encourage you to grow. I like to look at things very differently. My journey is all about surrounding myself and being that guy who believes in everyone around me so much that you'd feel uncomfortable not to grow. You'd feel uncomfortable not to become the person that I know you can become. I know we're all playing a much smaller game than we should be playing. I've done that for years. In fact, I know I'm doing it right now. I know I'm still playing too small of a game because it is a journey. This whole idea that social media gives us that your life should change overnight. Oh, I started a business yesterday and I'm making $1 million a day on YouTube. I struggle with that a lot. And unfortunately, it's put unrealistic goals and ideas in our heads. But if we start moving forward just a little bit each day and grow ourselves a little bit, move ourselves forward on this journey a little bit every single day, oh man, life is going to be amazing. I got away from faith though.
No. I love it. We're gonna jump right in. I love the tenacity in which you're attacking this question.
Yeah.
And also this subject of faith, because it isn't non-denominational. Faith is not just related to Christianity or any sort of organized religion. It's about the process of believing things are going to work out for you.
Yeah.
Without knowing that they're going to work out for you, right?
Yeah.
Which to me is absolutely fascinating. So many entrepreneurs, when you were talking about the hesitancy of building something for the long term, of feeling like that they have to be successful now, and you were saying that kind of bothered you, and it does bother me a little bit too, because it's not really telling what I feel is the truth about entrepreneurship, which is about the legacy play.
Yeah.
Which is about what are you going to look back on in your life's work? Are you really going to look back on and say, you know, you built $1 million channel through YouTube ads? Maybe, but to do it in a day, I've never seen anybody do it. I've seen everybody who's had that level of success put in the time and the work and the faith and the trust that was going to work out for them. But when you encounter entrepreneurs in your work, when someone comes to you with that type of mindset that they have to have things now, that there has to be urgency, that there has to be a sense of, if I don't do this now, Marcus, I'm going to lose everything. What do you tell them? How do you bring them back in?
That is a big question. it's critical that we fix it. Number one, it's critical that we fix it because you're lifting yourself up to a position where there's almost no chance of a win. Yes, you might have the lottery ticket and you might be able to turn success overnight. I'm the exact same as you, Mike. I've never seen it. I've never witnessed it. I've never been around someone. But I'll also tell you this, the people who even do it a little bit fast are usually the people who lose the money the fastest as well, because they didn't have to put in the time. The time is where you make mistakes, you have challenges, you learn to respect the process. If everything comes to you too quickly, you don't respect the process. We've all seen someone with mad talent and go so fast and so far real quick and then fizzle out so bad because they just, they didn't respect it enough. They didn't have to put in the time like the rest of us did. But the person who had to work their butt off to get there is the one who's going to be there for the long run because they had to put everything they had into it. So going back to your question, what do I do to help them calm down? One, we have to talk about realistic expectations. And I'm not trying to piss on your fire. I love fire. I love the passion. But I just want to know, what is the win? Tell me what the wins are of the way you're doing it. Well, I'll get there faster. Okay. Now, what if you didn't? What if the stars didn't align perfectly and you didn't get there in the right amount of time? Now what? And this is where you're just stacking the odds against you. And you're asking me to bet on you, even though you're going, I'm going to be that 1% of 1%. It's like, hey, listen, I actually believe that you could be that 1% of 1%. But to be that 1% of 1%, there is so much that's not in your control. Now, so many things have to go perfectly to plan that are outside of your control. Well, I'm not willing to bet that. Long term, you do these correct things, I will bet on you. I will bet you will turn into a success long term. Because long term also, we can gather and understand what the outside forces are going to do. But if I've only got this short little window, I'm sorry, I'm not betting on you.
Yeah. And I think for a lot of people, they think that short-term window is the only thing that matters.
Yeah.
Like I have to be here for that.
Yes.
And the one thing that I love in the messaging that you have conveyed in this book and also just through your content is the trusting in the surrender without fully giving up.
Yeah.
And I think through my conversations with some of my friends and people I've interacted with on social media and also just some of the content that I've been hearing out there, there's not a lot of discernment between what is surrendering versus giving up.
Yeah.
What's your definition of surrendering?
This is really good because I appreciate so much that it is confusing. You know, people hear surrender or people say let go and let God. And many people hear that like, so I'm not supposed to do anything. I'll just go sit on the couch and just wait for God to call me off the couch. No, it's not what it is. But surrender means when you know this is the path you're supposed to be on. But right now you're more aimed over here and it's a fight. It's a struggle. Everything about this way is going, it doesn't feel right. It's not even just here. It's here. Yet I feel called over here. That's surrender to go, hey, maybe I don't have all the answers. Maybe there's something bigger at play. And this comes back to the very first question you asked. This is where my faith plays such a massive role. I have this God who loves me so much. And when I say loves me, it's us. This is not some relationship that's only for me. Sorry, everybody else. I'm the chosen one. That's one of the greatest things about this. This is for everybody. If you want it, it's open to you. This God is so loving and he knows all. He sees it all. So for me to go, no, you who see all and know all, you don't know what I know. I got to go this way. He's going, listen, I'm going to put it on your heart. I'm going to make it easy and it's going to feel better going this way. When I say easy, it doesn't mean it's the easy road, but it feels easy here. Like, it's less struggle to go this way. But then I also have the faith to go, whatever he's put on this path is going to be good for me. Even the challenging stuff. And that's what excites me about faith is to look at it and go, wow, I'm going through a really challenging time. I know this is a gift. It's a gift for me because I'm about to level up. He's got plans that it requires me to go through this. If I can get over this hump, there's something exceptional on the other side. That is an awesome way to look at faith.
And one of the things that comes up for me as I'm hearing you talk is that, you know, when it's kind of letting go of the steering wheel and letting God come in and talk about and show you the path forward.
Yeah.
So you can learn the lessons you need,
yes, right?
That on that. And that's been a personal, you know, lesson that I've learned is that everything is happening for you, not to you.
Yes.
Oh. And one of the things, and I think that to me is like what's been something that's, you know, really ruminating through this conversation is the idea that it's not manifesting money sitting on a pillow 15 hours a day or even, you know, doing the YouTube manifestation, things life's just going to happen for you. It's really about you letting go of the fact that there's something out there that is giving you the opportunity to receive and succeed,
yes,
with everything that you desire. But the more that you're in your constraint and your restriction and that, the more it's going to be difficult for you to really fully create the life that you want for yourself. And speaking of creation, you founded a supplement company on the business front. I want to talk about this because this thing is giant. This thing has not a lot of people have accomplished this, and like, please feel free to to stop me if I'm divulging too much or not talking enough about it. But let's just say, Marcus, you're in a bracket of entrepreneurs who dream of an exit and want this exit, and you've accomplished this. Getting here, the journey it's taken you. Talk to me about the sacrifice and the commitment that has led you to this life-changing acquisition that's going to allow you to step into more of this community of the play a bigger game that you're doing with your brother, which I think is just even a cooler story.
Thank you. So yeah, I'm a 25-year overnight success. I created Magnum Nutraceuticals in 2005. It was almost 19 years. I'll share with you some of the struggles in that time. And I share them not as like, poor me by any means. Oh my goodness. I'm sharing it as, hey, at the time, they were tough. But now that I'm on that other side of the wall, oh, I got to tell you how much I appreciated having to go through that stuff. So here was a big one. The first 5 years of Magnum, I didn't take a salary. 5 years. I didn't have a lot of money starting my business, and I knew that was going to be a problem. I would say most people who want to do what I was doing, I used to say to people, you should start with about $1 million. You want to, I did not have that. And so I had to go the first 5 years without a salary, just putting the money back in. You know how many tough conversations that was with my wife? I mean, We were starting to do well after 4 years, and I'm still going, I'm so sorry, honey. I can't take it out, because if I take it out now, I know it won't grow to what I know it can grow to. And even when I started to take, I remember my first salary was $2,000 a month. I was making $24,000 a year, but that felt like glorious riches because I was doing $0 a year for every year before that. I had to still work side hustles while I was doing this. Like, I was trying to figure out different ways. Anytime there was a chance to make a few dollars, I was putting in the extra work. A lot of people have to keep their other job for a long time while they create their business. And then there were other challenges. I remember there was a challenge about a year and a half into me now taking the salary. So we're 6.5, 7 years in. Yeah. I made a pretty brutal mistake. I ordered way too much of something. And it was based on, hey, things are going well, and I think it's going to keep going really, really well. I screwed up so bad that I now had to go another 6 or 7 months without taking a salary. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, I got comfortable with it. And again, when you think about the gift of the first 5 years, I was like, I can do it again. It's not a big deal. It was crazy. But all those things are now beautiful stories for me to tell what ended up in a beautiful success. Yeah, I got to exit the company and it feels so amazing. Like I truly am living the entrepreneur's dream. Got to build something so beautiful that impacted so many people's lives. We helped people lose over 3 million pounds across the planet. I helped people put on millions of pounds of muscle, living better lives, impacting more than 10 million people's lives. Man, that's amazing. And now I get to start a whole new chapter in my life.
Yeah. And your relationship. A lot of entrepreneurs talk about the significance of their partner in building the business, even though a lot of those partners may not officially be involved in the business. When you talk about actually, you know, their role in it, it far exceeds a lot of people who actually work in the company.
So true.
Talk to me about how you incorporated your wife in the business, what she did for you, and where did you find hope and inspiration to keep going when you weren't taking that salary and when times were tough?
This is a beautiful, Mike, you're really good at what you do, brother. I love seeing you. You're shining
right now, man. You are shining. I appreciate that.
So right from the get-go, I want to say, it was built from the beginning that I am a family man who had a business, not a businessman who had a family. That's a really important distinction. And there's a lot of people who never think about it that way. Me and my wife were always going to be number one. And if there was ever a time where she was like, you need to walk away from this, and it was for real, then I would have walked away. And it allows you now to be a team as you enter these tough times. And when it's going to be 5 years without a salary, our team decided to do that. It wasn't Marcus, the businessman, telling my wife, this is the way it's going to be, woman. No. And it's because of that we built such a solid foundation together. I mean, God gifted us this business. We were only married for 4 months when he gave me the idea of Magnum.
Really? That was it? 4 months?
Boom.
Wow.
Yeah, it was our wedding present, actually. Yeah. So, yeah, it was such a beautiful time. And now we look back on it and we talk about that stuff and laugh about it all the time. We laugh about, we ate at, there was basically only one restaurant we ever ate at because we were so poor. And just keeping it so tight. And we were so good at being frugal. There was a Vietnamese restaurant where we loved it and we both ate and we even had an appetizer and the bill came to $26. And it blows my mind. And we loved that. And we loved talking about it still. Unfortunately, that restaurant's no longer there. They weren't charging enough money, but, it was, these are phenomenal memories. And we didn't get to go to the best. We made sure we traveled, but we didn't go to the nicest resorts. We didn't go to the most beautiful destinations. It makes us appreciate it now so much more. Flying first class, going to incredible hotels, going to Europe like that. This is the way you learn to appreciate it. So the truth is, everybody, you don't really want things handed to you so easy.
Yeah, well, because you almost forget. I remember, I'm just pulling up some stuff here that I wanted to talk to you about, because as we've talked about success and we've talked about money and the importance of your relationship with God and your partner as well, and that integration of the business, one of the things that I stress a lot, and it's a practice that I've learned from coaches I've worked with, is being grateful for the small amount of money will be the key that unlocks the bigger amount of money.
Yeah.
If you can celebrate $5, you can celebrate 5 million. And to me, that was one of the biggest lessons that I learned over the last couple of years, was being able to allow myself to go, wow, this is cool. I made $5 today. That's awesome. Then $500 comes in. Cool. I made $500 today. And then 5,000, and then, 50,000. Then, it just multiplies. The energy of that grows, obviously, with the dollar amount. But the thing is celebrating those little $5 wins is just as crucial as the $500,000. And I want to talk to you about the play a bigger game, the philosophy, the methods, the structure in that, because this gratitude aspect for the smaller dollar amount is the key to allowing yourself to play a bigger game. Yeah. And I would love to have you just talk more about the gratitude in those moments you experienced in the business when things weren't going that well, and how that allowed for you to unlock this bigger game in which you're stepping into now and building this community for people to be invited to and thrive in.
Oh, brother, I love this. You're pouring out beautiful wisdom here. Let's talk about the money thing, and I'm going to turn it into how gratitude will open up so many doors in ways you don't even understand. But what you said is so profound that if you aren't appreciating this little amount of money, you're actually also putting out a different energy that will push away the bigger dollars. It will. It pushes away the big clients. Everything about you. We've all met somebody who's so money hungry and sees you as a dollar sign as opposed to a possible client or someone that they can actually help. So there's something so profound about what you said that you have to learn to appreciate $5 before you get 50. In my opinion, if you don't appreciate the 50 and you don't appreciate the 500, at some point, God, and I want to say the universe, and I'm not suggesting that the universe has some sort of equal power as God by any means. But what I'm actually saying is the energy that you put out when you're just not appreciating the 500, I won't appreciate it until I've got 5,000, which by the way, you won't, because there will never be enough. And I've met so many people in that boat, which is just, there's never, no, now I need 500,000. Oh no, you misheard me. I need 5 million. 5 billion. I need 5 billion now. And it will never be enough. And that the lack of joy, the lack of gratitude for what you actually have in your hand, anything that you have in your hand that you are not showing gratitude for, it will disappear. I heard one of the most beautiful quotes. Imagine that anything that you're not grateful for today will not be with you tomorrow. How much more gratitude would you have towards the things you have in your life right now? And make sure you list them out every single day. But here's the crazy part of the truth of this. That's exactly what does happen. Because as soon as you stop being grateful for things, you started the clock on how long it's going to be in your life. You stop showing gratitude to your spouse, it's only a matter of time before someone else shows enough gratitude and enough love towards them that it balances it out to a point where they're going, I'm better off elsewhere. And I hope that never happens to you. But why start that path? Just show extra gratitude. And the more gratitude you actually feel for someone, and I don't just mean like, oh God, thank you for this. I mean like, what? How am I so blessed to have Brooke in my life? 19 years of marriage. I'm obsessed with her. I love her like crazy. You think she's not going to see that in me when I look at her with these eyes? That changes the way you look at someone. It changes the way you talk to them, the way you listen. Because I want to hear about her day because I love hearing about her day. I want to know what's exciting her today. That gratitude changes everything.
And when it comes to playing a bigger game, which, by the way, love the book, love the community that you're building, love the ethos and the philosophy of that. You even talking about with the passion and the vigor to have an amazing marriage with your wife of 19 years translates so well to allowing yourself to level up. Because most people, I will tell you right now, that might be listening to this are thinking about, well, my relationship's just kind of the same as it ever was. The old ball and chain. You hear these labels that people use for their relationships, and it's the same stuff that they talk about with their money.
Yes.
Well, I just have a nice little business. This is just what it is. You know, it brings me 10, 20K a month. Like, cool. I'm cool with that. And I think a lot of people do that because it's okay for them or feels better for them to feel like that they've achieved some level of success and let me just stay there because I don't want to lose what I have.
Yeah.
But when you talk about this concept of playing a bigger game, it's not so much about doubling your revenue or, you know, maybe making your relationship a little bit better. It's about seeing what's possible for you. And you talk about possibility a lot and you've talked about gratitude a lot. And I just want to invite you to speak more to that when it comes to people who step into this community that you have and this ethos and this way of living. What can they expect when they get surrounded with other people in this invitation to play a bigger game? What areas in their life improve? What do they see the changes within themselves? How do you get those people to really see that there's more than what's possible or what they thought was possible?
Oh, brother, I love this. when you talk about possibilities, this stuff excites everybody. You're talking about what is the crazy things that could be possible in your life. I truly believe we are the co-creators of our lives. You get to write whatever story you want to write about your life. You want to be a bigwig? You'll be a bigwig. You want to have more confidence? You will have more confidence. There are ways to do it. Now, when people hear that, they go, well, I'm not just going to wake up tomorrow and have more confidence and be this bigwig. No, you won't. But there is a path that many people have taken that is in the exact path that you could take to play this bigger game. And by the way, I'll just take a quick step back and just mention to people, Play a Bigger Game, my book. It's right now available for pre-order. And if you do order it, go to playabiggergame.com/book. And I'm going to give you a whole bunch of freebies. You just got to register your book. Tell me where you bought it. I want to give you some freebies, including some chances to win some flights and tickets to hang out with me down in LA or Vegas. We're going to do some incredible seminars that are going to absolutely radically change your life. But Play a Bigger Game, the book, it's all of the mindset tips and tools that I learned and the perspective shifts that I needed so that I could play a bigger game in my life. But what's most important about this book is it has constant challenges so that you put this stuff to action. See, so many of us, we read, we consume, we listen to this stuff, and we don't do anything with it. And then we wonder why our lives don't change. Because you have to add action. Without that ingredient, this pie will not bake. You've got to add the action every time. So if you start taking these actions, you start developing the right habits, you start removing the bad habits, your life can be as big as you want it to be. You can play as big of a game as you want to play. And I truly believe everybody has it in them to play a massive game. Now, if you come and spend time with other people who think this way and who just challenge you in a loving way to go, are you thinking big enough right now? What about, what if you're even still thinking small? What if, what if you are capable? And those questions are so beautiful and open up your mind. And every single day, everything around you changes. This is not just about playing a bigger game at work. This isn't just about success in the dollars and cents terms. I actually just read it this morning. I got one of our most beautiful testimonials ever about our mastermind. And there's this amazing guy named Jeff. And Jeff, I know you're probably listening to this, brother. I'm so proud of you. Jeff has only been in this mastermind for 6, maybe 7 weeks. Tripled his business. That's insane to me. And now, by the way, what I'm about to tell you, I'm not taking credit for it. Like, this is what we did. No, this is what Jeff did because he started to change his mindset. And it's so far from business. In fact, he's the first one to say, my life is so much better in every way. All of my relationships are better. The way I see people, the way I talk to people, the way I respect people. And yes, his business has also tripled in that time because of the way he's treating his staff, because of the way he's treating his clients. Look at how this permeates everywhere. And his health is better. Like, this is like the dream testimonial, because this is what can actually happen when you start looking at things differently. You start using these mindset tools, all of life gets better.
And for me, Marcus, God, man, I'm just like, there's so many ways that I want to take this, but I think that the one thing is that to just really dive into the conversation of fear. When it comes to fear,
yes,
something that that's coming up for me is I just had a conversation with a gentleman named Stephen Pivnik, and Stephen is a very successful entrepreneur. And he's also an endurance athlete. And when we were recording the interview, one of the things that he told me, and I'll give a sneak peek to everybody, we talked about this, life begins at the edge of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And I really liked that phrase. And I'm not sure if it was specifically his or if it was, it came from somewhere else. But what I do know is like the moment I went to his website and as I was doing research for the interview, I saw it and it stuck out to me. And I'm hearing you talk about the invitation to level up in business, but not just by a metric or a quantitative number of like, let's 10x your business right now, or let's 5x your relationship. It's just about, do you want to do more? but it may require you to get a little bit uncomfortable. It may require you to get really fucking scared and mortified because things are going to shift for you and change, and your reality is going to change from what you know every single day. And I think a lot of people are so caught up in that comfort that scares the crap out of them with the discomfort that comes. Somebody listening to this right now wants more. They want more. They want to be more. They want to show up for their kids. They want to show up for their partner. They want to show up for their business. But Marcus, they're scared.
Yep.
And they're mortified. What do you say to them?
What you should be scared of is where your current path leads. The statistics are nearly perfect. If you stay on your path of comfort, you can see exactly where this is going. What are the chances of you being one of the statistical anomalies that doesn't end in divorce, that doesn't have kids that are entitled and don't have respect for you? These things aren't going to happen on their own. They're not going to happen just naturally. You have to make intentional moves if you want a better life. Mm. We got so complacent. The whole world is trying to get you comfortable. Get back on the couch. 6 hours of Netflix is totally normal. Get comfortable. You know what? Don't even get up for food. We've got delivery guys who are going to take it right to you on the couch. You don't even have to get up. Everything about this is about complacency and comfort. You have to recognize that. And you have to recognize where is this path going to lead me? This is one of the most beautiful things I've heard people repeat back to me is they start to recognize when they spend enough time with us, when they spend time in our mastermind, in our community, they go, I know where that was going to lead. It's death. In fact, I know I was already dead. They just hadn't buried me yet. How do we expect anything good to come of us being so comfortable and doing nothing? Like magically one day something's going to change. The only change you can expect is things to get worse. I don't know. I'm such a positive person. It really hurts me to say those words, but you're getting older. You're getting lazier. You're getting more complacent. How would these things make things better? You have to be intentional. You have to say, I am going to be better. I'm going to take steps to make sure my next 5 years are better than my last five. And they're not mad. They don't have to be massive steps. This is what I love about celebrating the little victories. You got a workout in today? Let's celebrate that. No, your body didn't change today. It will change if you keep it up. And the fact that you did it, that's all that matters. That's awesome. Yes, let's celebrate that. You bought your wife flowers. You spent 5 minutes just speaking with your child, listening to them, being intentional, repeating back what they said, asking them intelligent questions about what was going on in their life. That is worth celebrating. You are a good parent. Yeah, it didn't have to be the massive thing. No, you didn't have to take them to the park for 6 hours. No, you didn't have to take them on a trip. It's not all about the big things. It's just the little things. But if you do these things consistently, you know what will happen. We know exactly what these little things every single day will equal. But we also know what nothing does. If we just stay on this path, you know exactly where it's going to go. Why don't you just have a look at that? Visualize it. You know, that was one of the greatest things Tony Robbins ever showed me. He took me through the Dickens principle. And it was just like Charles Dickens, just like Scrooge, getting to see what happens if you stay on this path. And I got to see just a horrifying future. And I'm not saying I was doing things way wrong. I'm just afraid to do the same thing over and over and over because I know where that's going to lead. It's going to be really bad. And I got to see a horrible future. And when he snapped me out of it and brought me back to today so that I realized today I can make change, just like Scrooge waking up going, what day is it, boy? Yes, it's Christmas. Yeah. Everything's going to change as of right now. I will live a better version of myself. This is going to be a life that other people are going to want to be part of. They're going to want to learn from it. They're going to say, whatever he's doing, I want to do it too. whatever this guy's on, I want to be on it.
Yeah, right.
And that's the kind of life I want to live. And I know so many others do too. I know they wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you didn't want to live them. So just plug in. Come join me on this ride. Come be part of my mastermind, part of my community. Let me pour some of this into you on a daily basis. And if you're feeling this, I want to be around you. We got to spend more time in circles like this, in conversations like this. This is how we get ahead in life.
So good. So good. And as we approach the last question of the interview, Marcus, I got to tell you, your passion, your enthusiasm for life, your wisdom, your knowledge of just being able to share what it takes to play a bigger game, what it takes to navigate and maneuver through a acquisition, to go ahead and step into your second chapter of helping people now realize that there's more levels to the game of life.
Yes.
It's contagious, my friend. And I've really enjoyed this interview and this conversation. So before I ask you our last question, I just want to acknowledge you and say thank you for showing up and being you and for showing up and sharing your passion and your enthusiasm with our audience and with the world. I know there's going to be a lot of people that benefit from your mastermind and your book and more so just being in close proximity. So thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
Mike, I appreciate you, man. You are doing a lot of good for this world. You are changing lives, man. You are an intelligent and brilliant dude who is really capable. I love seeing it, man. You are shining right now. Like, you are in your element. And I'm really excited to be by your side watching you grow. If there's anything I can do to support you and lift you up, man, just know I'm going to do it. So please.
I appreciate that, Marcus. Yeah. I appreciate it, man. All right. Last question. As you know, we ask every single guest on the show, what is their definition of living your truth? So Marcus, what does it mean to you to live your truth?
I think the answer has to do with being my authentic me, who I was designed to be on this planet. I believe every one of us was designed to be this unique unicorn. Like, the world was only blessed with one of you. And the world actually needs you to be exactly you. Now, not just who you are today. We need you to be the best version of you. And we are okay with who you are today. We love it. But the more we spend as being our authentic selves. And so I want to give everybody just a little bit about being your authentic self. Took me decades to recognize this. I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and that's okay. I'm a strong cup of tea. I know there's people listening right now going, this guy was a bit much. I'm sorry I came off that way to you, but I'm also not sorry because that's okay. I'm not going to water down my tea for people who aren't supposed to be drawn to me. Because I know there are other who are like, this guy's tea is as strong as I've ever tasted. I love this tea. But we spend so much time, and the world is telling you constantly, especially social media is telling you, water down your tea. Be loved by everybody. If you try to be loved by everybody, you will be loved by nobody. If you become your authentic self and go, this is my tea, everybody, you either love it or you don't. The people who love it are amazing. I'm supposed to be around those people and they light me up. They charge me up. That's why I'm on this podcast and loving it. Mike, I love spending time with you, brother. But the people who are like, hey, a little too loud, a little too much energy, a little too much this, a little too much that. My encouragement to you is stop listening to that. That's someone trying to put you in a box. I lived in that box for so many years. I know so many of you are still trapped in that box. Get weird. Break free. That weirdness is you. Your authentic you. Spend some time in it. And when you do, you're going to be amazed at how this world is going to accept you. Not everybody, but the world is going to be throwing success at you because you are being your authentic self. You are gifting the world with you, which we've been deprived of for a lot of years. So move into your authenticity.
So good. Man, that was just a fire way to end the episode. Marcus, thank you so much, my friend, for your wisdom and your knowledge. I greatly appreciate it. And thanks to all of you for tuning into this week's episode of Live Your Truth Now. If you like what you heard, go ahead and give us a follow on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your audio podcasts. You can also watch other episodes of the Live Your Truth Now podcast on the Live Your Truth Media YouTube channel. This is Mike Liguori. I'll see you guys next week. Take care, my friends.